And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Sharon Sullivan. She's a childbirth educator and lactation consultant at Sitka Community Hospital. Welcome to Morning Edition, Sharon.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're here to talk about an upcoming childbirth education series. When's that going to happen?
This next session is starting next Monday, October 3rd, and it's a five-week series, and it happens on Monday nights from 6 to 9 p.m. So we'll be going through the beginning of November. The final class is on Halloween, so depending on the group, we may schedule that for Tuesday, November 1st, or the following Monday, November 7th. So the final class will be to be announced.
Now, who may attend this? Who's this for?
It's for any expectant mothers and their families or support person. It's open to the whole community. Whether you're a patient at Search or Sitka Community Hospital, you're welcome to attend. Anyone who's curious about learning more about the birth process, it could be healthcare providers or people interested in finding out about how to support a friend in labor. Anyone who wants to just learn a little more, nursing students, open to all.
How long have you been doing these groups?
Personally, I've been teaching, I think, about 5 years for Sitka Community, but the hospital's been sponsoring the class for the whole community really as long as I can obtain history. There are people with kids in their 20s who say they attended the class way back when, and I have a feeling it might have been going on longer than 20 years, like back into the 80s, the heyday of Lamaze. So Sitka Community Hospital has been providing the service for a long time. It has a lot of history.
So what are some topics that are going to be covered?
The first class is basically the journey towards the end of pregnancy and the basics of the stages of labor, kind of the physiology of it. And the second class is about the natural techniques of labor, your comfort measures, things you can do, things the partner can do to help support the woman during the process. The third class is a little bit more about the hospital routines and procedures, just to help people become familiar with the equipment, the setting, things that might be suggested, and also how to make informed choices. So when perhaps an intervention or something is suggested or recommended by their healthcare provider, they'll know if that recommendation is the best choice for them and be able to ask the right questions to get the information they need. Fourth class is a little bit about newborns, newborn behavior, states of awareness, basic care, diapering. And the last class is all about breastfeeding. Babies eat every 1 to 3 hours. Moms spend a lot of time doing that, so we want to devote a real, you know, a whole class to that.
For you as an educator, why are these classes important?
Well, I'm passionate about the subject because I want women to have the information they need to dispel fear going in, and to help them relax and have some tools to know how to relax. And, you know, I think birth is a very powerful experience for most women. It can be transformational and it needs to be respected. But there's a lot of anticipatory stress for women late in pregnancy. What is labor going to be like? Mainly the first word that comes up is pain for people. And so when you have fear and you have tension, you hold your fear in your body and you actually experience more pain because of that. So if we can just learn about what to expect a little bit, knowing everybody has their own journey, you're a little more prepared. And you can bring it back to your breath, and your breath is always your bridge between your mind and your body, and just to keep that person able to relax and kind of ride the wave. I guess I use that saying a lot in class. So,
what kind of transformations have you seen occur over the process or the course of these series? How have the participants embraced the content, changed with the content? I don't know if this question makes any sense.
It's a subtle thing, but sometimes you could see that people just settle down a little bit. You might see it in the person's eyes, for instance, that they just look a little worried. And maybe by the end, you don't see that in their eyes anymore as much. they have some specific things that they think about. Oh, that's something I want to do, or that's something I want my partner to try. Likewise, their partners want to know what to expect and what to do to help. And a lot of men, you know, and in our whole culture, we haven't had that exposure to witnessing birth or being part of the process. And so it's just getting familiar and settling down and knowing that this is part of life. We all go through it. That's how we get here. And there's going to be a lot of support. It's reassurance. I don't know how to answer the transformational mm-hmm. piece in class. I think most of it happens as the person actually goes through their own experience and brings their baby here. So,
Can we talk about community support for women in labor? And it sounds like you're hoping that this class will help boost that as well, help create communities of support around individuals.
Mm-hmm. So there has been interest in providing more support in the community by providing doula support. And a doula is someone who's not a medical provider, but they just provide emotional or physical comfort specifically, and they're there for the woman. They're not working for anyone else. And it could be a friend, but there are also people who, as a profession, provide doula services. And we have a need for more doulas in the community. And so if there are people out there considering becoming a doula as part of their profession or something that they want to offer to the community, coming to class would be a good foundation. And all doula training programs require a childbirth education series. So if there's someone thinking about doing doula training in the future, this would be one step to achieving their goal.
Can we talk briefly about lactation consulting as well?
Of course.
And then we can come back to this if there's more you'd like to discuss about the education classes. But breastfeeding, lactation, that's also, as you mentioned, it can be a source of stress for women as well and concern. And you offer lactation consulting for folks who are having a hard time with it.
Mm-hmm. I work at Mountainside Family Healthcare, which is the outpatient department of Sitka Community Hospital. And again, I'm here for the whole community. Whether you're a search patient or a Sitka Community patient, your provider can refer you to me. You can come if you're worried before your baby comes, what to expect. We could have a one-on-one prenatal session. If you have your baby at Sitka Community, I'll go and help you right there in the hospital from day one. If you need help, you just ask your nurse, and I'll find a way to be there to help the process. And then after you go home, at any age, you know, it could be an older baby, toddler, trying to figure out how to juggle going back to work, we can help with that. There are all different things that come up with breastfeeding at all ages. And so I'm grateful that it's a service that Sitka Community has been prioritizing and wanting to keep, you know, providing to the community.
You know, when we were talking about the breastfeeding support that's offered and the childbirth education classes, it just seems to me that the overriding message here is you are not alone.
Absolutely. We want women to know that they have support. And also, part of what I do is giving them permission to ask for help and know who to ask. And in our culture, we all want to be the independent, strong American woman and say, no, I'm good. But traditionally, birth has been a thing that's happened with your whole extended family and the village or community around you. And traditions like bringing meals to the new families. And, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, no, we'll be good. And I'll say, no, go make one of those meal trains online. Assign one of your friends to take care of this for you. And people want to show up and support a new family. And so sometimes people just need permission to receive.
So if anyone's interested in the childbirth education class, can you please repeat when that's going to be held and how they can find out more or register?
This next session starts October 3rd, Monday night, 6 to 9 p.m. They're held in the lower level classroom at Sitka Community Hospital. You can call 747-1722, which is the front desk at Mountainside, to register. The cost is $20 per class or $100 for the series, and that's for the couple or a woman and whoever she chooses as her support person. And it includes a little light supper and drinks. So it's a pretty good deal for a 3-hour class, 2 light meals for $20.
Great. And thank you so much. We're just about out of time. Anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm just grateful to be here. Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks for coming in, Sharon. Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Sharon Sullivan, childbirth educator and lactation consultant at Sitka Community Hospital.